Today is Tuesday, August 4th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Today, senior health advocates share concerns regarding local senior care in the state. Aguilar first to begin back to school following COVID-19 closures, and in the world, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley returned to Earth following a successful SpaceX and NASA mission. So, stay tuned. Support for today's podcast comes from the Chronicle News Media Group, presenting their free business marketing service Project 360 to help reconnect businesses with their audiences. For more information, call 719-846-3311. Additionally, all T-Dad Talk episodes are produced by the Chronicle News Media with additional support from T-Dad Radio. Now let's jump in with today's weather. Weather for today shows a very slight chance of some scattered afternoon showers, with highs creeping just above 90 degrees. Tonight will drop to 60 for the low. For Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with temps around 90 degrees. Now, here's the news. America is facing a big problem with regards to senior populations considered high risk during current COVID-19 restrictions. According to Senior Health Advocates Colorado chairperson and founder Gail Meehan, who spent her whole career in geriatric care and senior advocacy, the current pandemic has only exacerbated an already below average system in Trinidad and throughout the state. Senior Health Advocates is based in Trinidad, Los Angeles County, and Meehan said their mission is to ensure seniors in Colorado are provided the services required by law and by standards of decency and dignity. Made up of a voluntary group of professionals, the advocacy group understands the many difficulties that many seniors face navigating the healthcare system and associated support services. For many struggling with health problems and no family to help, advocating for themselves is all the more difficult. This was a major part of Meehan's drive to found the LLC. With COVID-19 preventing in-person meetings, Meehan said they have been operating remotely as of late and talking with clients via phone calls. Part of helping seniors, Meehan said, was giving those people a voice who may not be able to voice it themselves. Senior Health Advocates has been monitoring Trinidad Inn since February, noting a 2020 Health Facilities Division survey listing 20 deficiencies. The for-profit company is a facility owned by Inns of the Southwest, which also own facilities in Durango, Cortez, La Jara, and Del Norte, among several other locations. Each year, Medicare.gov uploads the Health Facilities Division survey to determine the star ratings and other information listed in the federal files. As of the date of this article, the Medicare profile for Trinidad Inn lists 2 stars, and still based on the 2019 survey, which reported 9 deficiencies compared to the 20 this year. Although the number is higher than in the past, Trinidad Inn Social Services Director Brittany Francois said all citations were regarded as not harmful to the residents. She also stated there were around 500 possible citations in total that they could have gotten. As the dangers of the virus return with flu season approaching, Meehan, who has a degree in public health as well, said these issues needed to be addressed quickly. Francois said as of yet, none of the healthcare workers have tested positive for COVID-19, and they have been testing weekly along with wearing masks and other precautions. Today in the state, the town of Aguilar welcomed students back to the classroom yesterday, CBS Denver reported. It's the first of the students in Colorado's public school system to return to in-person learning since the coronavirus outbreak in the spring. Aguilar is located just north of Trinidad near the New Mexico border, and there are about 100 students in the school district total. Last week, Governor Jared Polis said it's reasonably safe to reopen schools in Colorado. Despite that, many school districts have pushed back the start of in-person learning until the fall and will begin the school year with remote learning only. Superintendent for Aguilar, Dr. Stacy Hauser, said there have been extensive social distancing measures put into place in the classrooms. Aguilar School District is also allowing remote learning for families who choose to have their kids learn that way. Today in the world, the first astronaut trip to orbit by a private company parachuted to a safe conclusion in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday, the New York Times reported. It was the first water landing by NASA astronauts since 1975, when the agency's crews were still flying to and from orbit in the Apollo modules used for the historic American moon missions. Riding in a capsule built and operated by SpaceX, the rocket company founded by Elon Musk, Two NASA astronauts, Robert Bentkin and Douglas Hurley, splashed down near Pensacola, Florida on Sunday afternoon. The Crew Dragon capsule, suspended under four giant orange and white parachutes, settled upright into the water at a gentle pace of 15 miles per hour at 2:48 p.m. Eastern Time. More than an hour later, after the both had been helped out of the spacecraft, Mr. Hurley thanked the employees of NASA and SpaceX who helped make the mission a success. NASA has certainly been busy in the past week, as last Thursday they launched Perseverance, the next robotic rover, on a 6.5-month journey to Mars. Happening today, City Council will meet for their regular meeting at 6 p.m. via GoToMeeting. For access to the virtual meeting, call City Clerk Audra Garrett at Trinidad City Hall. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events we should be aware of, please feel free to reach out to us here at the Chronicle News so we can make sure to spread the word. As always, for a deeper look into today's stories, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and support your local journalism with a subscription. Thanks for sticking around for another T-Dad Talk. If you like this podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button below, and also drop us a message on our T-Dad Radio Facebook page and let us know how we're doing. I always love hearing all the creative ways we can continue to make what we do here at the Chronicle even better. Another special thanks to the Chronicle News Media Group and their Project 360 services, free to help local businesses reconnect with their audiences. This is Cameron Wayne. Have a great day. This is Chronicle News Media.